All right. All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this special meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court on Tuesday, September 8th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
Please bow with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies to stay in duty. Forgive us what we've
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order today, and we're going to begin with item D under County Commissioners to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Suicide Prevention Week. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Sir. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Passes unanimously, and I believe Ms. Sennett is here, and like Mr. Sedalen and Chief. Let me read this and then we'll ask you for some comments. It says, whereas in the United States, one person dies by suicide every 12.8 minutes, with 41,149 deaths by suicide in our country during 2013. Whereas suicide is the second leading cause of death for 15 to 24 year olds, and it's the 10th leading cause of death for people of all ages. Whereas each person's death by suicide intimately affects at least six other people with over 200,000 newly bereaved each year. Whereas community organizations and resources are essential to continuing the fight against suicide and loss of young lives and reducing the stigma by discussing suicide and increasing the awareness of available resources for those suffering from suicidal thoughts is important to maintaining the health and happiness of citizens. And whereas many of those people who died never received effective behavioral health services for many reasons, including the difficulty of accessing services by healthcare providers trained in the best practices to reduce suicide risk, the stigma of using behavioral health treatment, and the stigma associated with losing a loved one to suicide. And whereas public awareness of the warning signs and the networks available for at-risk individuals are essential to continue lowering the rates of suicide in the country, and whereas reducing the stigma by discussing suicide and increasing the awareness of available resources for those suffering is important to maintaining the health and happiness of the citizenry. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court recognizes September 7th through 13th as National Suicide Prevention Week and call upon citizens of Jefferson County to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support the prevention efforts. Signed by the Commissioners Court. Ms. Sennett.
Thank you very much. I want to start off by thanking our commissioners and our county judge. As you stated, this week is National Suicide Prevention Week. My name is Monique Sinnett, and I'm working with the Spindletop Center in Beaumont. And I have with me two of our board members, Mr. Tim Sudella and Frank Coffin. And we just want to thank you and help to raise awareness within our community at this time of year. It's really important. Unfortunately, a lot of times there is a lot of stigma associated with suicide and mental health. And so this is really a great time to kind of join in that discussion and let people know that there are a lot of resources available in our community. Spindletop Center serves four counties, Jefferson, Orange, Hardin, and Chambers counties. And we have a lot of great resources. Suicide is increasingly affecting the elderly and young people. And so we want to kind of raise awareness. We have a lot of programs at Spindletop Center, some specifically for those demographics. So we want to, I want to leave some brochures with you. If anyone ever encounters anyone who might be in crisis, who might be asking for help, they know where to turn. So Spindletop Center is definitely open, and we love, you know, being able to help people throughout those times of need. And also on September 26th, there's going to be an Out of the Darkness walk here in Beaumont at Terrell Park, and it is a great opportunity to raise awareness and educate the public about suicide prevention. And that's going to be on Saturday, September 26th. from 5 to 8 p.m. So we really encourage everyone to get the word out, join teams, and really just let everyone you know. It's really a great opportunity to come join us, and we thank you again.
Thank you, Chief, and Mr. Sedella, for the work that y'all do over there. We know it's not for the money. Please come forward. Thank you. All right. Back to our regular agenda under purchasing. We're going to table that item A for a week. Under County Airport, there's one item A to consider and possibly approve a fiscal year 2016 TxDOT Routine Airport Maintenance Program grant for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport to be used for the maintenance improvement of airport pavement signings, drainage, fencing, herbicides, hangars, and terminal buildings. That's a 50% match. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for 279th District Court for additional costs for indigent defense in juvenile cases in the amount of $25,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 6 for additional costs for extra help in the amount of $2,000. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for agriculture for an additional cost for a replacement of a laptop in the amount of $255. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for the county clerk for additional cost for contractual services in the amount of $885. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 411-439 through 411-704. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing? Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Commissioners, item A is consider author. Well, we can table that right now. Item B is also off the agenda. Item C is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute amendment number 2 to contract number 711281 between Jefferson County and Texas Department of Agriculture regarding first-time sewer service for the Cheek area. Item D has already been passed. Item E is consider authorizing county judge to execute a partial release of an abstract of judgment and partial release of lien for lot 7 and block 5 of the Boulevard Heights addition to the city of Port Arthur. Item F is considering possibly approving and authorize county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston for the administration associated with primary care services and required hospital services to inmates of Jefferson County. And by addendum, item G is to consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute the Savins maintenance grant contract between Jefferson County and the Office of the Attorney General for fiscal year September 1, 2015 through August 31st, 2016. Item H is to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Deputy Reginald Boykin Sr. to fill by Commissioner Senegal to fill the vacancy of Mr. Wayne Morris on the Jefferson County Mosquito Control Board. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, since I wasn't able to pull up the attachments, was item E the removal of partial releases?
Yes, I'll tell you what happened. There was a gentleman who had posted two pieces of property with the Jefferson County Bail Bond Board, and had a default on his bond, had judgment taken against him by the Bail Bond Board. He approached the Bail Bond Board, asked them if he could sell those pieces of property, and whatever money went to the Bail Bond Board. On this particular piece of property, he got no money out of it after the lender was paid off. So they asked the bail bond board recommended that that the commissioner's court authorize a partial release on this piece of property only and not on the other property. I think that we get some tax money out of it, and I think the lender Lender got the rest of it. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes. Oh, yes. County Tax Assessor, item eight, considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an agreement between Jefferson County and Kroger, Texas LP to issue motor vehicle license registration stickers.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. I think that once again, we want to announce that Commissioner Alford's going to be this coming Saturday. Commissioner?
Correct. This Saturday, we have our 13th annual Take Yourself and Loved One to the Doctor Days. It will be at May Jones Clark Elementary, formerly the French Elementary School. It's free blood pressure check, diabetes checks, screening for cholesterol, eye screening, reading glasses. Lions Club come every year and they give free reading glasses and check your eyes. It's doctor visits, several things. Walgreens be there with flu shots. We're going to have dental screenings also. This is something that we've been putting on for the past 13 years, and it's because of the generous donations from our corporate sponsors. Just come. You can't beat the price. It's free to the citizens of Jefferson County. It is something that benefit all of us. And that stopgap in between in some cases that people don't know about those diabetes and other things they may have. Come out and enjoy. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm sorry, 1 p.m.
Commissioners, anything further? Not. We are adjourned. Thank you.